The importance of a comprehensive occupational history in medical legal assessments. In the realm of medical legal practice, the thorough evaluation of an individual's occupational history is paramount. This encompasses a meticulous examination not only of the titles and types of positions held, but also physical intensity, continuity, and duration of these roles. As a medical legal physician, my approach to assessing occupational history is holistic, recognizing that every aspect of an individual's work life can significantly impact their health and well-being. Understanding the breadth of occupational history. Occupational history is not merely a record of job titles, it is a narrative that provides insights into the physical and psychological demands placed upon an individual throughout their working life. To fully appreciate this, we must consider job titles and types. These offer a preliminary understanding of the nature of work performed, but they barely scratch the surface. Physical intensity, the physical demands of a job, whether it involves prolonged standing, heavy lifting, or repetitive motions, can have profound implications for musculoskeletal health. Continuity and length, employment stability and tenure in various roles can reflect on one's exposure to occupational hazards and their capacity to cope with work-related stress. Work demands and hazards. A detailed account of work demands and any exposure to physical, chemical, biological, or psychological hazards is crucial. It informs us about the potential occupational risks an individual has faced. Protective equipment use. The use or lack thereof can signal the level of protection against occupational hazards and adherence to safety protocols. Work-related stress. Understanding the psychological pressures and stressors associated with one's occupation can reveal potential mental health concerns. History of occupational injuries or illnesses. This is a key component, offering direct evidence of the impact of occupational factors on health. Attitudes and job satisfaction. An individual's feelings towards their work and their level of job satisfaction can significantly affect mental health and overall well-being. Current work status and restrictions. This provides insight into how current health concerns may be influencing an individual's ability to work, potentially guiding recommendations for modifications or accommodations. The medical-legal implications. In medical-legal assessments, a comprehensive occupational history is not just beneficial, it is indispensable. It enables physicians to identify occupational risks and exposures. This can help in establishing causation in cases of occupational diseases or injuries. Assess the impact of work on health. By understanding the full scope of an individual's occupational history, we can better determine the role work has played in their current health status. Guide rehabilitation and return to work plans. Knowledge of previous work experiences and current limitations allows for the creation of tailored rehabilitation strategies aimed at facilitating a safe and sustainable return to work. Support legal and insurance claims. In cases involving workers' compensation or disability claims, a detailed occupational history provides the necessary evidence to support or refute claims related to occupational health issues. Conclusion. The collection and analysis of a comprehensive occupational history are foundational in medical legal practice. It allows us to glean critical insights into how an individual's work life has influenced their health and to make informed decisions regarding their care and rehabilitation. As medical legal professionals, it is our duty to approach each case with a meticulous eye, ensuring that every aspect of an individual's occupational history is considered. This not only aids in the delivery of justice, but also in the promotion of workplace health and safety, ultimately contributing to the betterment of public health. To my esteemed colleagues and clients, I emphasize the importance of giving occupational history the attention it deserves. It is a tool that, when used effectively, can uncover the multifaceted ways in which work impacts health and well-being. Let us commit to employing a thorough and compassionate approach in our assessments for the betterment of the individuals we serve and the broader community.